This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us.
Hey, we're going to chat about life experiences, kids, work, job, food, family, vacation, music. Did I say food? Of course I did. Hey, there's only one ride on this roller coaster of life, so why not make it amazing?
Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
All right, welcome to the podcast. It's called Loving Life, what the other side of life should look like, what it should feel like, smell like, taste like, how you should enjoy life. I don't know how you do it. Everybody does it different, and so do we. It's Charlie, and joining me again this week is my wife, Sandra. Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. You cruised right down from work.
Yes, I did. The day never stops.
Nonstop. Nope. I love it. All right, so we were discussing for a while of what we wanted to talk about this week, and there were several different subjects, everything from Red for Ed and all that kind of stuff, everything that, you know, lots of topics that we can jump into. But one of the things we wanted to touch on was raising good kids. Good topic.
Yep.
But pretty broad, wouldn't you say?
It is. I think we narrowed it down, though.
Yeah, like raising daughters.
Oh yeah.
It's crazy, but I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. And I, you know, when we were talking about raising good kids, I'm like, well, wait a minute. I mean, good kids is general, but raising good boys, I don't know. I don't have any experience in that field. I've got friends who have nothing but boys, and I have nothing but girls. Mm-hmm. Our oldest being 19 at ASU West, and our youngest being a freshman at Sunny Slope. So what do you think goes into raising good girls? How did we do this? How did we get this far is the question.
I don't know, because I think they say girls are easier at a certain age. But you know what? I think for us, it's the teenage years. They're this tornado of hormones and drama. And, I think it's you just navigate through it, but it's not easy. I mean, I try to think back of when I was a teenager and how I dealt with things. And, you know, it's a totally different time and era now dealing with your teens.
Oh, especially. And, you know, we talked to them about social media and how, you know, you could have a really bad day and you could broadcast that to all your friends on social media in an instant now. Whereas, like, when we were younger, it was kind of word of mouth, or, you know, you just didn't go to your friend's house to go outside and do stuff after school. You know, it was a whole different situation. And today everything's so fast, and I think sometimes they have a hard time keeping up.
I think so. But at the same time, although things have changed in regards to social media and technology, one thing that doesn't change are the hormones and the personality.
Yeah.
You know, one day they're your little love bug and the next day they're daughters of Satan. And it can be a very challenging time in their life, because they're, especially the junior high years, oh my goodness, it's, you know, they're growing boobies, and, you know, they're changing and their hair is oily and boys are looking at them, and it's such an awkward stage.
Right.
I hated junior high.
Right.
And so I could relate in that sense.
Well, as a boy, it's just, you know, I don't know. Maybe we were pretty heartless as boys growing up back then, because all we wanted to do was, you know, roll around in the mud and play sports and junk. So, you know, I guess I could see that. But,
yeah.
I mean, we got lucky with our girls, don't you think?
I think so, too. I think it's taking things with a grain of salt. You know, they've always been very respectful. But at the same time, you know, it can get to a point where I call the junior high years the a-hole years.
Right.
Just because it's like one thing you ask them to do, and it's a roll of the eyes, and it's a sigh.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
like, I just asked you to put some socks on.
Plenty of that.
You know?
Plenty of that.
But I want other mothers to know, it's, they're not alone. You know, we all go through that. None of our kids are perfect. you know, and I think that's one thing that you see things on TV, you see these high achievers, and you're always looking at other people's kids like, why can't my kid be like that?
Right. I don't think we ever compared our kids to anything
No, but
I think that's good, though. But, you know, it's because there's a lot of pressure in the first place, especially with our older one to our younger one. Mm-hmm. You know, Mia has been so good in school and class, mm-hmm. and homework and good grades and activities outside of school and so on and so forth. And that's kind of a tough picture to live up to as a younger sister.
Yep.
But I give Sophia all the credit in the world, our youngest, mm-hmm. that she painted her own picture.
No, like, she did.
Similar, but they're very different.
No, and I meant when I say, when you see other people's kids, why can't my kids be like that? I meant that in a general sense. You know, you always feel as a parent, okay, are my kids doing better? Are they doing as well? Are they putting forth all the effort they should be? And you question your own parenting. You know, and I think being the mother of teenage girls, you can tell when you see another mother of teenage girls. You'll by another mother in the grocery store and you could just tell, oh, that's a mother of a teenage girl.
You have telepathy. Yeah, without a doubt. Now, this coming from the, you know, sharing the story of us coming home with our firstborn, mm-hmm. and walking through the precipice of the front door, and just like in the movies, the door closes behind us and we stood there and we kind of looked at each other with this youngling.
Like, what the hell do we do now?
And we're
with
like,
this thing?
What do we do now? Right.
Yeah.
And that was the start. I'll mm-hmm. never, ever forget that day in that moment. And there were easier days and there were harder days, but we got through those days and then enough to have another one.
God does that to you. He makes you forget all the pain. But I think it's the important thing is, you know, I think with girls and with relationships, it's like I said, it's never going to be perfect mother-daughter relationship. But I always make sure that our girls know that we have their backs.
Right.
Regardless. And one thing that I've always told them, you know, there might be times where I might not want you to hear what you have to say, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. questions you might have on you know, in your head. But always come to me because I'll always tell you the truth. Don't depend on your dummy friends to give you answers to questions you might have about life, love, sex.
Right.
You know, come to me. I might not like the question or feel uncomfortable, but I will always tell you the truth, and we will never stop loving you.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing that I feel they're comfortable with, and they know they can come to us regardless.
And I think that's because we showed them that mutual respect without trying to be a best friend to them, but
Absolutely.
Be a parent to them. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, okay, I get it. You know, when you're older and you have kids of your own, yeah, then we can talk about that whole friendship thing. I think that whole dynamic kind of switches up a little bit, especially when they get older. But when they're growing up, yeah, we're the parents.
Yep.
You know, and it's not a do as I say type thing. It's a we try to give the best advice based on experiences that we've had or things that are going on, because like you said, we're always going to shoot straight with you and be honest with you, and always going to have your back.
There's a time and a place, and I think later on in life we'll be best friends, but now, right now, I got to be your mother. I got to give you structure, and that's how it is under our roof. And there is a mutual respect. They deserve respect just as much as we do. But it's a two-way street, and, you know, you earn that respect. You earn that trust, just like any other relationship. But it's all about, you know, being there and being present with them. You know, it's not always easy every time they're going through something.
Right.
But at the same time, it's – you know how hard it is for me not to be a helicopter parent?
Okay, this is coming from – this is coming from the mom. When we dropped off our children at grade school – that she would stay with our daughter until they walked into the classroom.
Yes.
It was had to be the handoff.
That's because it's that mother guilt. It's like, I'm going to work. I'm dropping my child off here. I got to be with her every minute until she goes into that classroom. But it was not only that being a helicopter parent. It was, ooh, did that little girl not include you? I'm going to call her mom. I'm going to write a letter.
What?
You know, but you learn that. You learn, though. But after a while, you go, they need to figure it out on their own. I'm not going to be there to help sort out the drama. Now, don't get me wrong. If there's any kind of bullying involved, I get that.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
But if it's stuff, they need to figure that out.
Yeah.
They need to figure out how life works. And they need to figure out that, you know what? You're going to be in the workforce and you're going to have to deal with people you don't like.
Right.
And it's all a part of growing up and socializing.
And that's always a challenge. There was an article on azcentral.com, and it was it's like a mom blog that was pretty cool. And the title was How to Let Teens Learn to Be Adults Before They Are. It was written by Eva Dwight, and it was actually pretty cool. She talks about her son individuating, which is the process of kids gradually breaking away from us to establish their independent selves.
Yeah.
And she talked about, you know, supporting and the structure and what it looks like and, you know, conversations that start with, what's your plan?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then followed by what will you do if,
right?
You know, and setting limits with, like, I'm okay with you trying this.
Yeah.
As long as this happens, you know what I mean?
You know.
And it was an interesting article. I didn't get to read the whole thing, but it pointed to, you know, that whole relationship that we have as parents with our kids and especially now with our daughters as they're growing up.
Well, we set the example.
Right.
You know, when you hear them come home and it's full of drama and friends, but, you know, to me, it's like we have to set that example, even when it comes to our own friendships, and keep our circle small and walk away from drama.
Right.
You know,
we don't come home with drama, do we?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, they're not in our personal lives. But, you know, you have your normal work drama.
Oh.
But I'm talking about my circle of friends. I have the best friends for 30 years, okay?
Right, right.
Walk, honor your worth. And
right.
I tell them that all the time. That's my mantra. Honor your worth. Walk away from things that don't bring you joy. And
right.
That's easy to say.
Yeah.
It's easy to say.
Sure.
But you continue to instill it in them. And you do it by setting an example as well.
Three words. Be kind always.
Yes. Be kind always.
It's hard. It is so hard. But it's so very true. So I don't know if you're raising daughters, but if you are raising daughters, all the best to you. It's not easy, but I like I said before in the beginning of the podcast, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's been, and I feel like it's just getting started. I mean, Mia's 19 now,
right? But
I just took a picture of her yesterday standing in front of the bathtub. Getting ready to get in the tub with her hair up in a mohawk.
Oh, when she was little, she was one. I remember, and I think of that picture all the time, and I think about where we are now. But one thing as well as you go through parenthood is that you need to remember that it isn't a competition.
Right.
It isn't a competition to see who has the most intelligent kids,
right.
The healthiest dinners, the cleanest homes, or the nicest clothes.
Right.
Parenthood is your journey with your kids. And so people are going to tell you do this, do that, but only you know what's best.
Right. You know, now that I'm at this stage in my career and I'm at the age that I'm at, a lot of the things that come up, and I've had the conversation with somebody else in the office, I'm at the point right now where it's all about giving back and it's all about enjoying my family and taking advantage of the time that I have left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you ask my 92-year-old grandmother that, and her story's a little bit different. She's an amazing woman, and she knows that her time is limited. But, you know, I'm not at that point. If I get there, I've got another half of my life to live.
Yeah.
So enjoying my family, enjoying my kids, and making experiences is more important than anything else that's out there. And being a part of their life and their lives to come is so exciting to be breathing for every day.
I agree. And I think it's being present at a parent, whether they're 1 year old or they're 35 or 40 or 50 years old. It's being present and living in the now. Don't
right.
worry about what happened yesterday. Don't worry about what's to come.
It's done.
And quickly, a perfect example is our good friend Joey Boy. You told me the story of when Cruz was looking at that yellow gumball, right?
Yes.
He was looking at the yellow gumball, and that's all he was in the present. And
oh,
that's
my gosh.
That's all he was concentrating on,
yep,
was that yellow gumball.
He didn't
worry.
He didn't care that Larry Fitzgerald was
no,
down the hall. He didn't care that there was all these other people saying, hey.
No, and he wasn't worried. And he wasn't worried about seeing Paw Patrol tomorrow.
Right.
He was worried about what was going on at that present moment,
right,
because that is where his mind was. And I think that's how we need to live, in the present.
Yeah. I wish we could.
Mm-hmm.
But then you'll get that, hey, I need this yesterday at the office. And yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, true.
So, well, cool. Thanks for coming down. Thanks
You're
for
welcome.
Spending time with me.
You're welcome.
I mean, we could talk forever about raising kids and all the silly stories we have. We could share a billion of them. But anyways. It's not the positive vibes only type people. It's the I choose to be positive vibes instead of making things lots of mountains out of molehills. So thanks for checking out the podcast. Appreciate it. You can always listen online. It's at the coolradio.com website. And please do subscribe, tell your friends, and give a rating. We would love that very, very, very much. So thanks for checking out the Loving Life Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.